Vakodja Tofajaroid Gdi Erklar Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to another edition of Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bullard, and as I said at the beginning, hope you can stay with me for the next little while and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. As I say to you every week, we get the housekeeping notices out of the way. First of all, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you cannot contact me while I'm on air, but you can, of course, contact me at any time by email, joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard, and I figure 2 at eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And of course, more and more people are joining me on Facebook. Oh, I'm surprised at the number of people who are coming into the Facebook with Joe Bullard. And then there's Twitter. Oh dear, tweet Joe Blogs in Bray, joebloggsinbray. Joe Blogs in Bray, if you want to become, as more and more people are doing, to become one of my followers on Twitter. Now, looking at this week's Irish playlist, it's a very special programme for you this week because it should be called Sounds Irish Favourites, because what I'm doing for you this week, I'm going to play, as far as possible, the most popular tracks that we played on Sounds Irish since day one, including this one to start with, which is the most popular song, well, Irish song anyway, that's come up in the last 40 years. Yes, you all know what I'm going to play for you now, telling us all the story of the famine and the young man who went out in the middle of the night to steal some corn so that his wife could bake bread for their starving children. And he got caught. The Fields of Athenry. A sad story.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now the prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man call. Nothing matters to Mary when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Watch the small flea birds fly. Our love was on
It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, but she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. But it's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Lonely the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small three birds fly. Songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
One of the most popular tracks that we've played on Sounds Irish over the year was this one. And it did receive quite an amount of interest from listeners all over the world. It's a track recorded by Trudy Lawler and her mum. Now, it's not necessarily an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than Trudy Lawler and her mum. Now, her mum goes under the name of Philomena Keyes, but Trudy has made lots and lots of albums, and I'm delighted to get my hands on some of them over the last couple of weeks, and I'm grateful and thankful to Trudy and her management for supplying me with the tracks. But this one, very, very popular, Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Trudy and her mum.
Somewhere, land of the true,
Now, when I tell you that Philomena, that's Trudy's mum, is over 80 years of age, and she got a great voice, wonderful track, that one, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, and I can understand why it aroused such interest. And we'll be hearing it, no doubt, later on in the year. Now, Christy Moore is an icon in Irish folk singing and has been for many, many years. Here he's singing, well, it's a recording of part of a live performance, and he's telling us, well, the usual story and the heartbreaking story of people who have had to leave Ireland and go, in this case, to live in the city of Chicago. Christy Moore.
Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. '47 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed, a voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dream of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune and some of them knew fame, more of them knew hardship, they died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, they brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
Recording of a live performance by Christy Moore of the song The City of Chicago, explaining all how people had to leave Ireland because of the famine that struck in, well, the mid-1840s. I'm not sure, but I think that song may have been written by his brother. Now, I can remember, and I wonder how many times you've heard me say that on Sounds Irish, when I first went out and bought the vinyl version of this particular track. It was actually a vinyl album of the singer Ruby Murray, and I've always been a big fan of Ruby, who hailed from Belfast and left Belfast at the age of, I think she was 13 or 14, not much older anyway. And she went with her family to move to London, where they thought she could make a bit of a name for herself as a singer. And she did just that. I think she had songs in the charts for about 10 years. And at one occasion, she had 5 singles in the top 10 in the what they then called the hit parade. But she produced this album. It was her 3rd or 4th album, I think. And it was entitled either Song of Ireland or When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. No, you're not getting that one, but you're getting a track from it. Whenever people get together and somebody says, sing an Irish song, particularly if there are some Americans in the group, someone will sing this. It's called an Irish lullaby, but we know it as Tooraloolaloola. Here's Ruby Murray.
Ra-loo, darling, hush, now don't you cry.
Now, they tell us that vinyl is on the way back. I hope so, because I think the vinyl had a sort of a genuine sound about it. It wasn't that crisp, clear, distinct sound that CDs and MP3 players have. It had a sound all of its own, albeit a bit snap and crackly now and again. But there you heard from the vinyl, that was Ruby Murray and Tooraloolaloola, or an Irish lullaby. Now, this next track, first of all, before I play it, I will explain that it is longer than we normally have on Sounds Irish, but that's because it tells a story. Now, it's my Daniel O'Donnell track. Now, Daniel O'Donnell has been the biggest requested singer, artist, call it what you will, on Sounds Irish ever since day one. And I'm going to play my favourite Daniel O'Donnell track. But before I play it, I want to tell you the story. Many, many people over the years, and we keep saying it on the programme because I just want people to realise why so many people left Ireland in those days. It was because there was nothing for them at home. The potato crop had failed and everybody was starving with the hunger. So they had to go to the UK, to US and to Canada and to Australia. I've told you this so many times before, but I am aware that each week we are picking up new listeners around the world. And here's the story of a young man who's writing a letter on the boat, on the ship, that he is travelling from Ireland to Quebec in Canada. And he's thinking of his friends and family and loved ones back in Chrishla, which is in County Donegal. And he's telling the story, "Dear Danny, I'm taking the pen in me hand to tell you that we're just out of sight of the land and his heart is breaking because he's leaving Ireland." One or two things that need to be explained here. He talks about there's piles of combustibles piled on my plate. Combustibles are potatoes. They call combustibles. Well, it speaks for itself. I don't need to go into that. Also, he talks about the old wooden spoon in the stirabout pot. Irish people in rural Ireland, particularly down through the years, have always loved to eat porridge for breakfast. And porridge requires a lot of stirring. Well, it did. I'm not quite sure about the modern porridge, but it needed a lot of stirring with a wooden spoon before it was served up. And that's what the stirabout pot was. And he's broken-hearted because he's leaving Katie, hit the girl he loves, behind him in Carishla. Okay, I hope that's made it clear for you. It's a recording of Daniel O'Donnell singing Cutting the Corn in Carishla the Day.
Dear Danny, I'm taking the pen in me hand to tell you we're just out of sight of the land. In a big anchor liner we're sailing in style, and we're sailing from the Emerald Isle. Oh, a strange sort of sigh seems to come from us all as the waves hit the last bit of our Donegal. Sure, it's good to be you that is taking your tay where they're cutting the corn around Carishla the day. Sure, I spoke to the captain and he won't turn around, and if I swam back I'd be apt to be drowned. So I'll stay where I am, for the diet is great and there's lots of combustibles piled on me plate. Although it is sumptuous, sure I'd swap the whole lot for the owl wooden spoon and the stirabout pot. Oh, and Kitty furnenced me a wetting the tay where they're cutting the corn around Carishla the day. There's a woman on board that knows Kitty by sight, and we talked of old times till they put out the lights. I'm to meet the good woman tomorrow on deck, and we'll talk about Kitty from here to Quebec. Sure, I know I'm no match for her, no, not the least, with her house and two cows and her brother a priest. But the woman declares Kitty's heart's on the say, while mine's with the reapers round Carishla the day. Ah, goodbye to you, Danny, there's no more to be said, for I think the salt water's got into me head, and it drips from me eyes when I call to me mind the friends and the colleagues I'm leaving behind. And sure, Kitty herself when she bade me goodbye, had just the slight trace of a tear in her eye, and a break in her voice when she said you might stay, but please God I'll come back to Owl Creek's love someday.
When I tell you, friends, that one of the joys in my life, and I do have many joys in my life, particularly in the music scene, is to play for tourists in a local hotel that I work with here in Ireland. And we get tourists from all over the world, America, the UK, Canada, Germany, France, as I say, from all over the world. And I have great fun and really love doing what I'm doing when I'm entertaining those tourists. And I sing and play for them a lot of Irish songs and explain to them all about the history of Ireland and the history of the particular song that I'm singing. I still sing that song. It means a lot to me for other reasons I won't go into now, but that was Daniel O'Donnell and his version of Cutting the Corn in Tréaslaí the Day. Here's yet another story of a man writing a letter. He's writing a letter to Mary, and she's over there in the beautiful mountains of Mourne. Yes, you know it. This is a song that was written by Percy French. Percy French was a prolific songwriter, born in 1856 and died in 1920. Now, we've spoken about Percy before on the programme. A drains inspector. My word. If I was a drains inspector, I think I'd spend a lot of my time writing songs as well. Some of the songs he wrote were funny, some of them very serious and very sad. Here's a young man. Well, he left his home in County Down in the mountains of Mourne to go over to work in London. He's straight out of rural Ireland. He's totally amazed about the particular scene and setup in London. I mean, he has people digging in the streets. Well, they were actually repairing the road, but they were winding this poor fella up a bit. And when he asked them what they were digging for, they said gold. So he had a go and he didn't get any. And then he met Peter O'Loughlin, the policeman, who was working on traffic duty. And of course, this young man thought that Peter was able to hold the street. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. This is a lovely version by Foster and Allen, my favourite Irish duo. And they're telling the story of the mountains of Mourne and this young man writing back home to Ireland to his girlfriend or wife or partner, whatever, and telling her all about what was happening in London. Here's Foster and Allen.
Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. The town sows potatoes, her barley or wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing, a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you'll believe me, when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tucks to their dresses at all. I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, for the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped all the traffic with one wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, the whole population of London looked on. But for all those great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark moor sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexion, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, for the mountains of morn sweep down to the sea.
Foster and Allen, a very accomplished duo. They've sold lots and lots of albums all over the world, and they're always very polished. I like what they do, and that was their interpretation of The Mountains of Mourne. Let's have a bit of fun with a group that have made a big name for themselves around the world. They are originally from Northern Ireland, but I think they set up shop somewhere in Canada and made lots and lots of albums, did lots and lots of tours, and we're going to eavesdrop a little on them now for a little bit of fun. This is a track entitled I Don't Mind If I Do. So let's join the Irish Rovers.
Now, you're all familiar with this famous Irish man, Bing Crosby, aren't you? He's the boy that always sings them lovely little choruses that goes Tooraloo-a-loo, Tooraloo-a-lay. Now, the chorus I'll teach you first of all. It goes Tooraloo, Tooralay, with me Tooralay, Uralay, Uralay, eh?
Oh, yeah, lovely speaker, well, ain't
I? Have you got that?
Tooraloo, Tooralay, with my Tooralay, Uralay, Uralay.
And the name of the song, something every woman in the world should say at some time or another. I don't mind if I do.
She asked me to sing her a verse of a song. It's not very short and it's not very long. She asked me to sing about something that's new. And me darling, so lie, I don't mind if I do. Tooraloo,
come on now,
Tooraloo,
everybody,
with my Tooraloo, Tooraloo,
Tooraloo.
My name is Dan Murphy, a farmer of mine. I courted a girl, though I felt rather shy. Me come in for a moment or two, and me darling said I don't mind if I do. Tooraloo,
everybody,
Tooraloo, with my Tooraloo, Tooraloo.
I entered the kitchen, 'twas cozy and bright, to the fine hearty supper I put out of sight. Says she have a drop of the old Mountain Dew, and me darling says I don't mind.
Tooraloo,
everybody,
Tooraloo,
come on now,
with my Tooraloo, Tooraloo,
Tooraloo. I walked out of the kitchen and I picked up my hat. Oh, darling, says she, don't you leave me like that. Says she, won't you stay for a wee kiss or two? And me darling says I don't mind if I do.
Tooraloo,
come on,
Tooraloo,
everybody,
with my Tooraloo.
Well, we kissed and we squeezed and found lover's delight. Then Peggy asked me if I'd make her my wife. Says she, I've a plough and an acre or two. And me darling says I don't mind if I do.
Tooraloo,
everybody,
Tooraloo, with my Tooraloo, Tooraloo,
Tooraloo.
Next morning
we went to the church to be wed, and the priest stood before us with a book, and he said, oh, now let you take Peggy, and Peggy take you, and Father, said I, don't mind if I do.
Toralee,
come on,
Toralee, with my Toralee, Toralee, Toralee.
And now we are married, and happy are we, but we know little babies to dance on our knee. Says she, wait a while and we might have a few. And my darling said I don't mind if I am Toralee.
Come on,
Toralee, with my Toralee, 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 with my Toralee, Toralee, Toralee.
A bit of fun there, and I hope you were joining in the chorus from the Irish Rovers, I Don't Mind If I Do. Now, this next track is an instrumental, and it's by a duo that we hear regularly on Sounds Irish and have heard ever since the very first programme way back. I'm speaking, of course, of Phil Coulter and Sir James Galway, as he is now. Phil Coulter, a prolific piano player, songwriter, composer, and Sir James Galway, flautist. There's none better in the world, and hasn't been for a long, long time. They both hail from Northern Ireland. This is their interpretation of a very haunting tune that actually isn't Irish. It's written by the composer Ungar, and it's entitled The Ashokan Farewell. Beautiful.